Greetings to you, friends, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am glad to be sharing with you in the Word of God this morning to those that are gathered in this space and for those that are joining us from home, from wherever you are most welcome, and we thank God that you are part of this service as we now share in the Word of God. Today, I just want to begin with a short story about a man, a guy called Mr. Grumpy. Mr. Grumpy is a very funny character who never appreciates anything at all. So Mr. Grumpy, one day, in a lovely afternoon, he chooses to pick on a book. He sits on a sofa as if you would think he was going to enjoy reading through the book. But what does he do? He's such a funny character. Mr. Grumpy does not stand, he will never stand reading a book. He actually tears out all the pages from that book. From there on, Mr. Grumpy goes into the garden as if you would think he's going to cherish, to enjoy, you know, the nice garden, the flowers, but that's not his character. What does he do? Instead, Mr. Grumpy has such a shocking behavior. He cannot stand even beautiful flowers. He pulls out all the flowers from the garden. In the midst of that, a neighbor is just passing by. "Hello, good morning." To which he grunts and replies back, "Good? What is good in this?" So it continues to portray such a behavior, such a character of a man who is actually has been described as having a shocking bad temper. That's Mr. Grumpy for you. That's Mr. Grumpy for us. And I want to say that there are so many people like Mr. Grumpy. In life, they will never appreciate anything. They will never acknowledge anything. And this is typical of what we heard from this reading this morning from Exodus chapter 16. We have here the people of Israelites, the Israelites who are gathered around Moses. So the background to this story is, here are a people who at one time had been enslaved in Egypt. But out of God's mercy, God had delivered them through the leadership of Moses. God appointed Moses to go and bring these people of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land. But this is a time in the desert. And at this time, they are now gathered around Moses and Aaron. They are complaining. I just want to resonate them with the character, with the behavior of Mr. Grumpy. They are complaining to Moses. "Look here, Moses. You brought us out of Egypt. You have brought us into this place. It is like you are plotting." That's according to them. It's like Moses is plotting them for them to be killed, for them to die in the desert, to die of hunger. Their attitude, their behavior is so negative, a behavior of complaining. They are grumbling. They are disgruntled. To which, for me, what is striking here, they seem to be forgetting something. They are not appreciative of, number one, of the sacrifice that Moses did to take on the leadership, to guide them, bringing them out of Egypt onto this journey to a promised land. They seem not to be appreciative of that fact. The sacrifice that Moses made to take on this role, a very difficult task of leading such a hard-hearted people such a people who are not appreciative. I think if we read the text, actually in chapter 13, verse 21, we know for sure that Moses at one time, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. We know the story that Moses was actually raised in a palace, but he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He said, I would rather identify with God's people than to be called Pharaoh's daughter's son. He refused. He chose to be humble. He chose to identify with God's people. He chose to even to endure whatever hardships and struggles. So Moses, as a leader who is guiding, who is facilitating this journey, but they have forgotten. They cannot appreciate Moses. Rather, they are saying, you, Moses, that is a direct attack. You, Moses, you brought us out of Egypt to come and kill us in this place. What an attitude. Sometimes it characterizes some of us. When we think that we've been in very difficult times, and the tendency is to blame. The tendency is always to complain. The tendency is always to grumble, and we cannot appreciate. So I also want to mention that another thing that they did not appreciate is the fact that they are now a free people. They are now a free people who have been brought out of bondage. They cannot appreciate. They are not grateful of their freedom out of bondage. You see, that is why Moses says, I cannot allow to continue to see God's people suffering in this manner, where they had to labor under the taskmasters. The molding of bricks, they had to go and fetch their own straw. You see, that's what the scripture tells us. It was such hard labor. They had to toil. They had to work so hard. But at this point, they cannot appreciate of their freedom from bondage. Theirs is to complain. Oh, we are hungry. We are starving. It would have been better. That's their wish. It would have been better to be back in Egypt, where they had fill of bread, where they had meat. What an unfortunate wish. Wishing to be back in Egypt. Wishing to be back under the taskmasters. Not appreciating what God is already beginning to do. That God is doing a new thing. God is beginning to do something new in their lives. As he is taking them, as he is leading them to the promised land, they cannot appreciate that behavior, typical of Mr. Grumpy, who will never appreciate, who will never acknowledge of anything that is in life. One other thing that they seem not to appreciate is God's leadership. Because by attacking Moses, complaining to Moses, it is also a direct attack to God. It is an attack on God's sovereign leadership. It is an attack on God's divine leadership. You remember, as we read from scripture, that on this whole journey, God was with them. By day, we hear that God's presence was symbolized by a pillar of cloud. What an assurance that on this journey, God's presence was with them. By night time, God still had to assure them that I am with you. My presence is with you. By night time, God's presence was symbolized by a pillar of fire to say that I am with you on this journey. My presence started with them right from Egypt. Even at the crossing of the Red Sea, God was with them. They had seen God's hand of deliverance, but still they cannot appreciate. That is typical of human beings. When we have a small headache, when we have a tummy ache, something small happening in life, we begin to complain. We begin to grumble. Oh, what's going on here now? Oh, what's taking place now? What is going to be, things going to be like now? Is we begin to raise complaints. They did not consider to say, God, where are you in this? God, what shall we do now? God, we seek your divine intervention. They would not do that. Instead, they raise complaints. Friends, as if they are not aware, as if they are not aware that God is doing a new thing. God is calling them to starting life anew in a fresh place. Our theme this day is a new way. Sometimes we need to be prepared to come out of those comfortable places, to come out of those familiar places. For them, as if Egypt had become normal for them, working so hard under the cruel taskmasters, being ill-treated, for them, it was as if it was normal. I am saying sometimes we tend to normalize even the worst things, even terrible things in life, we tend to normalize them as if they are normal. That was normal. That was not normal. Their life, their misery in Egypt was not normal. It was not right. Hence God says to Moses, I have heard the cry of my people. I have seen the misery of my people. In life, we need to be prepared to move with God as God is directing us, as God is leading us into new ventures of life. So, friends, I want to challenge this unpreparedness to part with the past, this unpreparedness to want to cling to those things that we have regarded as normal. Yet God is calling us to starting life anew, in new places, to start doing something new, and to start doing something differently. It is a mindset, my friends. It is about the attitude. It is about the mind. It's about the mind. How prepared we are to allow God to take his place, to take his role of providing leadership, of providing guidance, because God says, behold, I will do new things. That is his promise. God will do new things. So as they are yearning, as they are desiring for the meat and bread of Egypt, yet God says, tomorrow I am going to rain bread for you. Amen. God is going to rain bread. In bread, we have already read, and we know that Jesus says, I am the bread of life. The bread that, which if they feed from this bread, the bread that God provides, they will hunger no more. They will have their fill. They will be nourished. They will be fed, and they will never hunger again. But instead, they are desiring the bread from Egypt. That's why, hence I say, it is about the mind. For us to be prepared to take heed of God's call. God who is calling us out of the past, taking us, directing us, and leading us into a new era. Because God ushers us with new things. So sometimes when we are worried, when we are not sure, like now they're talking to us about the new normal, I want to say that we do not own this new normal. We do not know how it is going to be like. But what I know is that God says, I know the plans that I have for you. Not to destroy you, but to prosper you. So ours is to listen to God, to be obedient to this call. My brothers and sisters, a new way requires our preparedness to be transformed even in the heart. Because God says in Ezekiel, I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. So sometimes the struggle is between the heart and the mind. Shall we listen to God, or we shall listen to our minds? We shall listen to our reason. We shall listen to our inclinations. Friends, let us be prepared. In this season, I want to challenge, I want to persuade, I want to encourage that in this season of this very difficult time, in this season, please expect God to reinvent you. Please expect and allow God to remove the negative mind, that mindset in you, and allow God to give you peace. We shall be ever a complaining people. We complain about everything that is happening. Like the Israelites, I do not blame them, because they had been in Egypt for too long a time. They had been there for a very long time, over 430 years. So like us, sometimes we've been entrapped in some systems, in some patterns, in some behaviors, in some habits. But please, let us take heed. Let us be obedient to the Spirit. Let us allow God to do new things in our lives, to transform us. And let us hear his word as he says, go on, move on to the new ventures. And as we want to walk in this life, in this journey, what would we be willing to give up? Because for the Israelites, I want to say they have to be prepared to give up and to forget about Egypt. For you to move on to God's promises, to what God has prepared for you, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give up? Is it that attitude of complaining, of grumbling? Is it that attitude of ingratitude, of anger? Maybe you want to just take stock of yourself. What do you want to give up as you journey with God into this new way? Friends, so from today, as we move on, let us take this challenge as we strive to seek a new way to live. And for us to be able to do this, to be able to experience God's touch in your life, in our lives, we need for us to be prepared to walk away from Egypt and to embrace the future under God's guidance. And as we move with him, we will experience and realize his peace, that peace which passes all understanding, that peace even in the storms that will calm us down and assure us that we are God's children. So my friend, go, move on in God's power, in the Spirit of God, to experience what God has prepared and planned for you. He is the God who prospers us. He is the God who flourishes us. He is the God who lifts us from the dust to his glory. May his presence be with you now and forever. Amen.